Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Monday, September 10th. This is Anviti, and coming up in today's episode, Rahul Gandhi's attack on RSS draws criticism from Bharatiya Janata Party. Kolkata rape victims' parents respond to Mamata Banerjee's return to Pujo remark. Mahayuti seat-sharing deliberation for Maharashtra Assembly election. And Israel attacks civilian tents in Gaza, killing 40. First up, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi's comments about religious identities in India and criticism of the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh and seeing the battle with the Bharatiya Janata Party as an ideological divide over questions like is a Sikh allowed to wear a turban or a kada has drawn sharp rebuke from BJP leader Hardeep Singh Puri. Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has accused Mr. Gandhi of spreading a dangerous narrative among diaspora in the US and for criticizing the government while abroad and holding the leader of the opposition post. Mr. Puri said in a quote, "I think there is something far more sinister. The people in front of him were from my community. They eke out a living in the US and they don't have a strong connections with the country. And to them, Rahulji is spreading this false narrative," unquote. The attack comes in response to Mr. Gandhi's statements at an event for diaspora in Virginia in United States, where he underlined the fight between BJP and the opposition, claiming much of India has banded together under the India umbrella to defeat Prime Minister Narendra Modi's party and called it an ideological divide and fight. He also stressed that this fight is for all religions. Quote, "First of all, you have to understand what the fight is about. It is not about politics, that is superficial. The fight is about whether a Sikh is going to be allowed to wear his turban in India or if a Sikh is going to be allowed to wear a kada in India. Or if a Sikh is going to be able to go to a Gurdwara. That is what this fight is about, and it is not just about Sikh, it is about all religions," unquote. Mr. Gandhi pointed out people from various Indian states in his audience and underscored the wealth of history, language and tradition that each state brings to the country. Quote, "I can see in the crowd people from Tamil Nadu, Punjab, Haryana, Telangana, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh and Kerala. Punjab is a simple word, but it is not a simple word. This is your history, your language, your tradition, your entire imagination in this world," unquote. During his event in the US, Mr. Gandhi launched veiled attacks on Bharatiya Janata Party and its ideological mentor, the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh or RSS, and stated that neither of them understands India. Using a plate of food or a thali as an example, the leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha said, and I quote, "In India, everything works together. If someone says rice is more important than dal, and vegetable is least important, what will happen? This is what the Bharatiya Janata Party does," unquote. Meanwhile, Mr. Puri in his attack added, he, Mr. Gandhi, has also let out a loose diatribe against the RSS. And this is worse because he has not gone out as a common citizen, but as a leader of the opposition, unquote. In next, Bengal Chief Minister and Trinamool Chief Mamata Banerjee asked people in Bengal to return to Pujo festivities and sparked a controversy. The state is currently facing protest, especially by junior doctors, demanding justice in the Arjikar Hospital rape and murder case of a trainee doctor on August 9th. Addressing the media yesterday, the Trinamool Chief said, and I quote, "It has been a month since the August 9th incident. I request you to return to Pujo, return to the festivities and ask the Central Bureau of Investigation to ensure justice as soon as possible," unquote. Referring to the protest demanding justice for the victim raging across the state, she said, quote, "If you are protesting out on the roads every night, a lot of people get disturbed. Several areas have elderly people. If you use microphones, they have trouble sleeping. There are pollution control norms that you cannot use microphones after 10 p.m. We have overlooked all of this. It has been a month now," unquote. However, she later added that the woman who got raped and murdered deserves justice and that she must get justice. Speaking on the CBI's investigation, she said, "Ensure that justice is done by a fast-track court. Bengal is being defamed across the world. There are WhatsApp groups, people who studied here, ate here and now went outside are now defaming Bengal." The remarks, however, drew a sharp response from the victim's parents. Quote, "What about our festivities when we have lost our daughter? Let her return, our daughter. Would she have said the same if this has happened in her family? We celebrated Durga Puja with her daughter and we will not celebrate Durga Puja or any other festival for years to come. Her remarks are insensitive," the parents said, according to news agency PTI. Opposition parties have also slammed the Bengal chief minister. BJP's Suvendu Adhikari, leader of the opposition in Bengal Assembly, asked if the chief minister considered people puppets. Quote, "Do you think they will stand, sit, celebrate and stop protest when you ask them to? The Puja fortnight has not yet started. The demon is yet to be slayed. Be patient, the mother's power has awakened. It will cleanse Bengal," he said in a post on X. And next, the Mahayuti alliance of Bharatiya Janata Party, Shiv Sena and NCP, Ajit Pawar, are brainstorming over seat sharing for the upcoming assembly polls in Maharashtra, sources have revealed. According to the sources, the Bharatiya Janata Party may contest between 140 and 150 seats in the 288-member house. The Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena is likely to contest 80, while Ajit Pawar's NCP may fight 55. Three seats have been set aside for smaller allies. The NDA Mahayuti alliance faces the formidable opposition bloc Mahavikas Aghadi, comprising the Congress, Shiv Sena Uddhav Thackeray and NCP Sharad Pawar. In the Lok Sabha election this year, Mahavikas Aghadi pulled off a stellar show, winning 30 of the 48 parliamentary seats in the state. The Mahayuti managed 17. In the 2019 Maharashtra polls, the alliance of BJP and the then undivided Shiv Sena had a clear majority. The long-term allies, however, parted ways when a faction led by Eknath Shinde defected and revolted from the Shiv Sena. He then allied with Bharatiya Janata Party to form the state government. And in another setback to the Mahavikas Aghadi, Ajit Pawar left with the faction of NCP, dividing the party led by the Pawar family for decades into two. Both Uddhav Thackeray and Sharad Pawar lost their original family symbols and election symbols and party name. But the Lok Sabha performance certainly made up for it. The Mahavikas Aghadi is yet to announce their seat-sharing arrangement and the Congress, Shiv Sena, UBT and NCP are likely to bargain hard following the good showing in Lok Sabha polls. Breaking from breaking news. Is there an asteroid hurtling towards Earth as so many headlines on social media are claiming? Yes and no. An asteroid named Apophis, named after the Egyptian god of chaos, will make a close encounter near Earth on April 13, 2029. Apophis was first discovered in 2004 and its periodicity, in which it comes close to Earth, has been tracked very closely. The next encounter will be in 2029 and then in 2036. While there are concerns about its impact with Earth, some studies suggest that in 2029, it will be a flyby and not hit Earth by all major accounts. How close the encounter will be can be judged by the fact that India's geostationary satellites are in an orbit higher than the distance Apophis is likely to come close to. At 32,000 kilometers above Earth, no other asteroid of this size has ever come so close to a planet, according to ISRO. The asteroid is larger than India's largest aircraft carrier INS Vikramaditya and largest cricket stadium, Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Now, back to news. Gaza's Civil Defense Agency said on Tuesday that an Israeli strike on a humanitarian zone in the south of Palestinian territory killed 40 people and wounded 60 others, with the Israeli army claiming that it had targeted a Hamas command center in the area, AFP reported. The strike hit Al-Mawasi in Gaza's main southern city of Khan Yunis, which was designated a safe zone by the Israeli military itself early in the war, with tens of thousands of displaced Palestinians seeking refuge there. However, Israeli military has occasionally carried out operations in and around the area, including a strike in July that it claimed killed Hamas chief Mohammed Deif, and which Gaza health authorities say killed more than 90 innocent people. Gaza civil defense official Mohammed Al-Mughair told AFP on Tuesday that 40 martyrs and 60 injured were recovered and transferred to nearby hospitals following the overnight strike. Mughair added, and I quote, "Our crews are still working to recover 15 missing people as a result of targeting the tents of displaced in Mawasi, Khan Yunis," unquote. In a separate statement, civil defense spokesperson Mahmoud Basal said that people sheltering in the camp had not been warned of the strike, adding, a shortage of tools and equipment was hindering rescue operations. Quote, more than 20 to 40 tents were completely damaged, adding that the strike had left behind three deep craters. Images show very deep craters in the ground. He added that there are entire families who disappeared under the sand and the Mawasi Khan Yunis massacre. The decades-long conflict got exacerbated after the October 7th attack led by Hamas in an Israeli territory. However, Israel's retaliatory offensive in Gaza Strip, which has been going on close to a year now, has killed at least 40,988 people, according to the Health Ministry in the Gaza. The United Nations Human Rights Office said most of the dead people are women and children. The vast majority of Gaza's 2.4 million people have been displaced at least once during this war, according to the UN. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.